Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Moving at the Speed of Jesus, was written by Adam Holes. Recently, my car needed work. The mechanic shop was close, a mile from my home, so I decided to just walk home. But as I shuffled along next to a bustling thoroughfare, I noticed something. Everyone else was moving so fast. This isn't rocket science. Cars go faster than pedestrians. Zip, zip, zip. As I ambled home, I had a realization. We're so used to moving fast, all the time. Then another realization. I often expect God to move just as quickly. I want His plans to fit my speedy timetable. When Jesus lived on earth, His seemingly slow pace sometimes disappointed His friends. In John 11, Mary and Martha sent word that their brother Lazarus was sick. They knew Jesus could help, but He arrived some 4 days later after Lazarus had died. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus in verse 21, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Translation: Jesus didn't move fast enough, but He had bigger plans, raising Lazarus from the dead. Can you relate to Martha's desperation? I can. Sometimes I long for Jesus to move more quickly to answer a prayer. Sometimes it seems like He's late. But Jesus' sovereign schedule is different from ours. He accomplishes His saving work on His timetable, not ours. And the ultimate outcome displays His glory and goodness in ways that are so much greater than our plans. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 11, verses 14 through 27. "So then He told them plainly, 'Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.' Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, 'Let us also go, that we may die with him.' On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. 'Lord,' Martha said to Jesus, 'if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha answered, 'I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?' 'Yes, Lord,' she replied. 'I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be still and not anxious when we are waiting for answered prayer. For your ways are not our ways, and your time is often not our time. May we trust in your timing to work everything out for good and for your glory. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.